And ultimately, you want to trust that your heart and your soul know the way, that your intuition is correct, even if your thinking mind is confusing you. Even if you have thoughts, just because you have self-doubt thoughts or thoughts that are making you spin out a little bit, that doesn't mean those thoughts are right. That is just your overactive nervous system. Trust your initial choice, your initial decision, because you know what is best for you. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. If this is your first time here, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are in for a real treat. Every single month, I do these things called energy updates, where I talk about the energy and the themes that you will be facing throughout the upcoming month. I intuitively channel these themes. So these are like not from me. I just tune into my intuition and to the energy. And these are the themes that I channel in. These are by far the most downloaded episodes every single month. People super depend on these and love these episodes. And so if you have tuned in to today's episode, trust that you were guided to this episode, because I guarantee if you are listening right now, there's something in this episode for you. I am a coach and founder of the Transformation School. You can find all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com. You can check that out in the show notes. You can also sign up for my free offerings. I have a free class as well as a free magic dose, which you can sign up for. Again, check out my show notes. And as you are listening to this episode, if somebody pops into your mind that you feel like this episode could really benefit and support, be sure to pass it along to them. As usual, I really, really appreciate your 5-star reviews. If you leave a 5-star review with a written review on Apple, you will be entered in to win a 1-on-1 magic session with me. I'm really excited for June. It's going to be such a massively expansive month. So without further ado, let's dive in. Here we are in June. This is a very, very powerful month. I can already feel the energy of this month. Let's dive into our 4 themes and see exactly what is going on beneath the surface and how you can work with each of these themes. So theme number 1 for June is stand up for what you believe in and fight for what is worth fighting for. This is a month of vigor. It is a energy refresh and a month where you may have a sudden urge, a desire to fight for something that is worth fighting for. So there's a lot of energy being infused into this month. And in a way, the energy actually can create like a tornado effect. Like it can feel a little bit like chaos. And by the way, this can be like good things, like amazing things that have happened to you, and or some difficult things that have happened to you. It could be a mix of both. It could be like a lot of good things. It could be a lot of things that you find to be really disorienting. But anytime there's like a lot of energy that's rushing in, it can create a feeling of a tornado. And so what we have to do is we have to wield the energy. We have to choose a direction that we are going to take. And then we have to kind of fight for that direction and be really assertive and go. Like take one step at a time in that direction. Because if we don't, if we stay in the tornado, we're going to feel spun out. We're going to feel like there's kind of chaotic energy all around. It's like, you know that feeling when you're like, man, I just can't seem to get my shit together. Even if it looks in your outer life like your shit is together, internally, for some reason, it may feel like there's upheaval, like your shit isn't together. And I think for a lot of us on the external, it is also going to feel like our shit's not together. Maybe there's just a lot of new things happening, a lot going on, a lot of sudden changes or a lot of twists and turns and a lot going on, right? Like a lot of energy. Again, it could be good, but still there's a lot, and it can create a sense of ungroundedness within us and like we're in a tornado. So what we want to do is we want to wield our energy. We want to choose the direction that we're going to step forward into, and then that is going to steady the tornado. It's like instead of spinning out with a tornado, we take one step at a time in a certain direction, and then all that tornado energy is then funneled into a particular direction that we're going in, and it actually gives us a momentum. So it's actually like if you work with this energy correctly, it will propel you massively forward. Okay. What you don't want to do though is not choose a direction. And this is why the theme is stand up for what you believe in and fight for what is worth fighting for. It's like essentially saying, choose a direction, claim it, and move forward. Because if you don't, if you stay in ambiguity or liminality, or if you stay in your confusion, the tornado then spins you out versus you being able to wield that power and that energy and direct it in a certain direction. So to get a little bit more clear here, if you're in alignment with this energy, meaning if you're hearing this and you choose to do this, if you're like, okay, yeah, I'm in a bit of a tornado. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand up for what I believe in. I'm going to fight for what is worth fighting for. I'm going to choose the direction that I'm headed in. I'm going to claim what I want. I'm going to get decisive and move forward. Then you are actually going to get clarity. You're going to, in your mind, get clarity with action steps for how to move forward. Once you make the decision to move forward in a particular direction, once you're like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go this direction, you're going to get steps, action steps. It's like almost like they're going to just download into your mind for how to move forward. And then that tornado energy is now going to be behind you, moving you forward. So it's like now it's a momentum. It's going to propel you forward and it's going to give you a new fervor and self-belief to take the steps forward that you've maybe been wanting to take for a really long time. Or maybe this is like a new thing. Either way, it's giving you a boost of confidence and like a can-do attitude. And that's the beauty of the energy this month. At first, it may seem really volatile, but as soon as you shift out of kind of like victim mentality and into creator mentality, like, you know what, this energy can work for me if I just decide that it should work for me. And as soon as you do that, boom, you're going to get action steps for how to move forward. And then you're going to shift the movement, the structure, the dynamic of the energy. Instead of it spinning you out into a tornado, now it's going to be behind you and supporting you and carrying you forward like so quickly. And it's actually going to push you forward and help you do the things that you want to do, manifest the things that you want to manifest, like whatever the path is that you've chosen, it's going to propel you down that path more quickly and easily than if you were to just stay in the tornado. So that's if you're in alignment with the energy. That's if you're hearing this and then you decide, yeah, okay, I'm going to make some decisions. I'm going to choose. I'm not going to allow myself to just totally spin out and think of myself as a victim. Instead of, I'm going to think of myself as like the creator of my reality. I'm going to remember that I have choices here and then I'm going to make those choices and I'm going to believe in myself. Now, if you're out of alignment with this energy, that means if you kind of refuse to do that and instead you're feeling like a victim and like, why is this always happening to me? And I'm so overwhelmed and there's nothing that I can do and I'm just drowning in this and oh my gosh, what's going to happen is you're going to feel like destructive forces are working against you. Okay, so just pause for a moment. Like right now, are you just like, what the fuck? Do you feel like destructive forces are working against you? Is there upheaval in your life? And it's okay if there is. We all get into those modes where we're just like, whoa, we're getting hit from every direction. It feels like chaos as a tornado. And we're just like, oh my gosh, there's nothing that I can do. I feel so overwhelmed. And we can sink deeper into what I call a victim mentality, where we feel like we don't have any power and the universe and the world is working against us. Speaking of this, a really, really important episode that I think would be useful for you to listen to is episode number 62, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People and How to Trust the Universe Again. Even if you've listened to that episode before, I think this month in particular, it would be really, really helpful and supportive for you to listen to Why Bad Things Happen to Good People and How to Trust the Universe Again. That is episode number 62. That can help you shift out of like just being lost in the tornado into wielding the energy in your favor. Another one that could be helpful is episode 57, The Hidden Gift of Your Rock Bottom. That is if you feel like there's a lot of upheaval and you're really being bottomed out right now. And two more that I think would be super helpful is episodes 48 and 49. 48 is The Magic in Your Storm and 49 is It's Always Darkest Before the Dawn, What's Happening Right Before Your Breakthrough. All of those episodes I think would be just really helpful to give you a mindset shift if you are feeling like everything is working against you and all these bad things are happening and you have upheaval in your life. Now, if you are out of alignment like that, meaning like if you feel like you're lost in that spin out and that tornado and that chaos, again, you can switch into alignment and use that force as fervor to move forward. If you just essentially all you have to do right now is you're like, I don't know how to do that. I'm lost in this tornado. What you can do is you can pause and ask yourself, what is my situation showing me? What is my situation showing me? What actions do I need to take in order to move forward? Because right now I'm just like, I'm lost in my emotions. I'm feeling spun out. But partly that's because I haven't made some sort of decision. And sometimes the decision is so subtle. It's almost like, yeah, I commit to this new path. So maybe there's been a lot of change in your life recently. And you've created like a new life for yourself, a new reality, a new path forward. And you're already walking on that path, but maybe there's just like a small part of you that hasn't fully committed to the new path. You're still kind of like living in the old. There's a tiny part of you that's energetically and emotionally still in the old. And what you need to do is you need to just say, you know what? I'm done. I allow myself to fully release that. And I commit 100% to the new. I commit 100% to the new. So sometimes it's just an emotional, energetic shift. You need to fully commit to the new path that you're on. Maybe you took a big leap. Maybe you followed the signs. Maybe you trusted the universe, trusted God, whatever it is. And you've started down a new path, but then like, again, you're kind of like gripping to the old still. And you're like, I don't know though. Can I really trust this? And it's going to feel volatile. The month is going to feel volatile until you just let go. Like you have to let go, flow downstream, trust the universe and just fully commit and say, okay, like I'm fucking here for it. I'm here for it. As hard as this is, as crunchy as this is, confusing as this is, like I'm here for it. And again, as soon as you do that, as soon as you make that emotional, energetic shift and you commit, you have to fucking commit to one path, move forward wholeheartedly, then boom, that energy is going to shift out of the tornado to a forward propulsion and you're going to feel it. It's going to feel like a momentum that's carrying you forward instead of an energy that's working against you. So theme number one, stand up for what you believe in and fight for what is worth fighting for. This is a call to own it. It's a call to own whatever it is that you are feeling called to own. Your new path, your yes to something, your desire, whatever it is, like your commitment to something, if it's yourself, if it's a path, whatever it is, it's a call to stand up for it, to fight for what is worth fighting for, to decide to commit and to move forward. And as soon as you do, you're going to shift out of the disorientation, the tornado, the confusion into a forward momentum. And you're going to feel a relief with that. Like as soon as you just decide, instead of staying in this like, help me, I'm so confused kind of energy, you will feel a relief and you will get more clarity for how to move forward. Sometimes we have to make the commitment and the decision before the clarity and the action steps come to us. And that is what we are really called to do this month. So that is theme number one. Now let's take a big, slow, deep breath into that before we move on to theme number two, breathing in through your nose and a big sigh out of your mouth. Theme number two is be wary of what you are pursuing. Is it what your heart is guiding you to do, or is it what you think you should do? If you aren't sure, wait to be guided. So because there's so much energy and a little bit of like volatility with the energy, that quickening of the energy could cause you to want to make quicker, rapid decisions. And sometimes when we make decisions very rapidly, or because there's a pressure to, or because the energy is just so heightened, we end up defaulting to a decision of what we think we should do. There's a big difference between what our intuition and our heart is guiding us to do versus what our programmed responses, our conditioning, and our shoulds are telling us to do. Our shoulds are often rooted in like false beliefs, in what we've been programmed to think. You know, if you've taken any of my workshops, you know that I talk a lot about how we are influenced by our upbringing, by what we have been told in the past we should do, who we should be, by people's expectations of us. And the majority of people in the world, like 99% of people, are making all of their decisions out of those shoulds without even realizing that they are making them out of their shoulds. So what you can do to prevent this, because here's the thing, when you just make decisions based on your shoulds or other people's expectations, when you make those decisions and you get an outcome, it's never as fulfilling as you wanted it to be. It's never that fulfilling to you. And so in order to avoid wasting energy and making decisions that aren't the best for you, you want to take time to tune into your heart's wisdom, because you know deep down, but it does take some work to discern, like, what are my thoughts? What are my shoulds? What are the expectations versus like, what is my heart calling me to do? And usually our heart, our intuition is almost always calling us to the edge of our comfort zone. And it will almost always ruffle somebody's feathers, right? So it's very rarely like the safe choice. It's kind of rarely the safe choice socially, financially, emotionally. But the amazing thing about what our heart calls us to do and what our intuition calls us to do is that it always helps us to expand. And when we expand, we can ultimately hold more joy. And that is the goal of life, is to just be more joyful, be more of ourselves, to shine brighter. Because when we shine bright, we feel more joy. What causes suffering and keeps us in suffering is when we keep making decisions based on expectations and what we think we should do. That is never the path to deep, fulfilling joy. If you want to have more joy and pleasure and peace in your life, you have to listen to your heart and follow your heart's wisdom. So be wary of what you are pursuing. Is it what your heart is telling you to do, or is it what you think you should do? There is a need for deeper levels of discernment here. Discerning like really deeply, okay, is this my intuition, or is this just what I've been told that I should do? The energy is really hot. Again, there's like a push, a drive to move forward. So just pause for a moment and ask yourself, like, what am I moving towards? Is it really what my heart desires? Or is this just like another achievement, another action, another relationship that won't actually give me what I'm looking for? Does this look the same as what I've always done? Because if the last thing didn't give me that deep fulfillment and joy, is this one going to? That's what you want to ask yourself with theme number two. And if you aren't absolutely sure that it is what your heart and your intuition are guiding you to, then you want to wait to be guided. You want to use your intuition. You want to ask for signs from the universe, from God, whatever you believe. If you're really having trouble discerning, then you can sign up for a magic session with me and I will help you connect with your own intuition and I can guide you. We can figure it out together in terms of what is your heart telling you to do versus what is your program and your shoulds and your expectations telling you to do. Because it is in the very beginning of that journey, it is really difficult to discern which is which. Again, your intuition is always going to expand you. And your shoulds and expectations are going to just keep you safe, but ultimately they're not going to lead you to more joy. So that's kind of a quick and dirty like tool to discern like, okay, is this my intuition? Is it expanding me? Is it kind of hard for me to do this? If it is, then that's probably my heart's wisdom. And that's my intuition versus like, is this just keeping me safe? So I don't want to ruffle any feathers or upset anybody. And I want to make other people proud. And I want other people to think good things about me. That is not your intuition. Okay. Also, episode 4, Is It Your Intuition or Fear, is a really great episode to listen to for theme number 2. And again, if you want assistance with this, you can also sign up for a magic session with me, and you can look in the show notes and click the link to book a magic session with me. So theme number one, stand up for what you believe in and fight for what is worth fighting for. You're really going to make a decision, claim something, make a commitment. But theme number two is be wary of what you are pursuing. Is it what your heart is telling you to do, or is it what you think you should do? If you aren't sure, wait to be guided. So when we are making this decision in theme number one and fighting for what is worth fighting for, that tornado that shifts into the energy that moves you forward is going to be most powerful if you are deciding based on your intuition and your heart, if you are following your intuition and your heart. That's really what you want to do here. That's when the energy is going to be most supportive to you, and you're going to get the most momentum, and you're going to feel the most lit up and alive about whatever it is that you are pursuing. If you are just pursuing the same old thing, going after another achievement, another whatever, it won't feel as electrifying. And actually, you can almost feel more shut down after making that decision. So just pause and ask, like, okay, I need to make a decision. I want to shift out of this tornado and change the energy to propel me forward. But I want to also make sure the decision I'm making is from my heart and from my intuition, not from my shoulds, my expectations of what people think of me or people pleasing or any of those things. So I'm going to pause to make sure that I am listening to what my heart is saying. All right, let's breathe into that. Big deep breath in through your nose and exhale from your mouth. Theme number three is your mindset sets the stage for the actions you take as you move forward. Your mindset sets the stage for the actions you take as you move forward. How is your thinking influencing you? Trust that your soul, your heart knows the way, even if your thinking is confusing you. So, here's the thing. You have the power to create what you're working towards. It all begins in the mind. So what is currently the state of your mind? Is your mind like that tornado, or is it more linear? What are you allowing into your mind and body? What you allow in is also what you're working towards. Meaning, like, if you are allowing in a bunch of toxic people, that is the energy that you are moving through your body, and that's the direction that you're going to move in. To think of this in an easier way, it's kind of like, you know, there's that saying of you are the five people that you hang around with the most. That's because what we take in our lives, the things that we surround ourselves with, is what we end up becoming. But this isn't just people. It's also like, what kind of food are you putting into your body? What kind of news are you watching? What kind of podcast are you listening to? What kind of shows are you watching? If all of these things are just creating noise and they're not lifting you up and they're not inspiring you and they're just bringing you down, a polluted mind equals a polluted reality. What you take in and put into your mind is also going to be what you put out into the world. It's also going to be what you create in your reality. It's going to influence your thinking and your decision making. So, you know, if you think about, okay, like, when was the last time I was in like an amazing mood and I felt really confident and really hopeful? Think about the kind of decisions that you make, the kind of energy that you put off, the way that you interact with other people when you're in that really good, juicy energy. Now think about you in a really bad mood, or you feeling really worried or anxious. Think about the energy that you put off to other people, the actions that you take in that energy. Our energy and emotions dictate the actions that we take. They dictate what we do in the world. So if we know that, then we want to do everything that we can to make sure our energy and emotions are where we want them to be in order to create the most lit up, joyful life that we can. So our mindset is what we are changing here. And our mindset is really what we are thinking about with theme number three. You want to clear the noise and stop polluting your mind and body. You want to get rid of toxicity, both in what you consume, but also in what you produce too. So what is not of love, the energy that you're taking in that is not of love, is of fear. So what are you engaging and consuming in? More love or more fear? Again, what news articles? Who are you watching on social media? What kind of books are you reading? Who are you having conversations with? Are you gossiping? All of these things pollute your mind and therefore pollute the reality that you are creating. Your mindset sets the stage for the actions you take as you move forward. How is your thinking influencing you? The thing about this month is most of us are moving in slightly new directions. Even if it's not a huge move externally, you might be owning kind of a new part of yourself internally. So it's like maybe you're moving into just more confidence. Maybe you're moving into wearing new outfits. Maybe you are doing something new in your relationship. Maybe it's just like a new way of being that you're feeling in your body, whether it's more out in the world in terms of, oh, I'm taking different actions. I'm making changes in my job, or I'm taking this new opportunity. I'm doing this new thing. Or it's internal in terms of like, I'm going to change the way that I'm thinking. I'm going to go on a more inner journey. Either way, it's kind of a new path. And anytime we take a new path, the old version of us, ego, our nervous system, our overthinking mind is going to kick into high gear and we may like spin out into overthinking. And there's going to be like maybe a little panicky part of us that's like, oh my God, like this doesn't feel that safe. I have to overly control the situation. Something new is happening here. And the thing is for pretty much everybody, I'm really getting that this month is expanding us. Whatever it is that you're committing to, that you've decided to do, it's actually expanding you as a person. And whenever we are being expanded, it's also triggering our nervous system and overthinking occurs. And when that overthinking kicks up, it can make us feel like we're being derailed. So this is why it's even more important this month that you are really cognizant of what you're putting in, of what you're taking in. Like if you are in a more sensitive state and you are more susceptible to feeling overwhelmed, feeling confusion, having your nervous system triggered because you're doing this new thing. And anytime we do something new, our nervous system gets triggered because it's new and our nervous system doesn't know if we're going to survive it. Like our nervous system doesn't know if we're going to live through that. So while we're going through this stage of newness, we have to be really, really conscious and clear. What am I taking in? I want to make sure that I don't call that person that doesn't always support me and instead, you know, always doubts my ability to make the right decisions for myself or is really skeptical of my decisions. Like I only want to talk to people that lift me up and that empower me. I don't want to talk to those negative people, or I don't want to talk to the person that's always gossiping, or I don't want to listen to that show that is super negative and is only going to bring me down, because that's going to cause that overthinking mind and that triggered nervous system to go into even higher activation. And that's why I want to consciously avoid. Now, going a layer deeper than that, I want to also just be really aware that like that is going to happen a little bit this month. This month, I am going to be more predisposed to overthinking, to worrying about things I don't actually need to worry about, but the overthinking mind is going to be, you know, in high gear during parts of this month. And I want to be able to just trust, like trust in my initial decision, trust this new path forward that I've decided upon, and trust that my heart, my intuition, my soul knows the way, even if my overthinking mind hasn't caught up yet. Because that's what happens when we make a new commitment, when we really own ourselves, claim our desire, own this new path that we're on, fight for what is worth fighting for. And yet when it's new, our overthinking mind is still split. There's some cognitive dissonance between our mind and our heart and our intuition and where our heart is guiding us. That happens every time we're being expanded. There is a split. It's like we have to wait for our mind to catch up. And as we are waiting for our mind to catch up, our mind is going a million miles an hour. And we feel contracted and we feel slightly scared. And there's this tendency to almost yield to that overthinking mind and be like, oh my God, maybe my overthinking mind is right. And when we do that, we lose that momentum of the energy behind us and we fall back into the tornado. So this month, as you feel like, whoa, I'm getting lost in this tornado again, my overthinking mind is going a million miles an hour, what you really want to do is, first of all, you want to listen to this podcast episode again. That's number one. because it's going to remind you of all these things, and it's going to feel really supportive, and it's going to bring you back to you. It's going to bring you back to your heart. It's going to bring you back to your wisdom. And that's really what we want to do, right? Because your heart and your wisdom are the most beautiful, juicy things. And that is what is going to lead you to a life full of expansion and joy and just like all the yummy things you want. You want to listen to this episode, but then you want to ask yourself, where am I polluting my mind? Where am I getting this going? Where am I getting myself going? How could I stop polluting my mind and body? What can I do that's actually calming to my nervous system instead of triggering to my nervous system? Do I really need to listen to that podcast episode? Do I really need to talk to that person that always gossips? Do I really need to call my family member that is going to second guess my judgment? Or can I just come back into myself? Or can I call someone that is really supportive? Or can I listen to a podcast episode that I know is going to inspire and uplift me? We want to seek out things that are going to inspire us and uplift us and reinforce our confidence and reinforce our heart's wisdom this month. Reinforce our intuition, reinforce our trust in ourselves. That is how our mindset is influencing us. So you want to nurture a positive mindset and do everything you can, everything in your power to deactivate the negative mindset. And ultimately, you want to trust that your heart and your soul know the way, that your intuition is correct, even if your thinking mind is confusing you. Even if you have thoughts, just because you have self-doubt thoughts or thoughts that are making you spin out a little bit, that doesn't mean those thoughts are right. That is just your overactive nervous system. Trust your initial choice, your initial decision, because you know what is best for you. Okay, theme number three, again, was your mindset sets the stage for your actions you take as you move forward. How is your thinking influencing you? Trust that your soul and your heart know the way, even if your thinking is confusing you. You have control over your mindset, a lot more control than you think. So do things to nurture an inspired, empowered mindset. And if you do feel overwhelmed, just remember that you've got you. Remember that your intuition is guiding you, that your heart's wisdom knows what to do, even if your thinking mind hasn't caught up all the way. Let's take a big deep breath into that through your nose and exhale out of your mouth. Theme number four is, this month you could face more overthinking and overwhelm. Instead of fighting it or freaking out, get into your body. Get creative, have fun, give your thinking a rest. When you connect with your heart and your joy, the path will become clear before you. So this is the paradox. A lot of times when we feel overwhelmed and our overthinking kicks up, our nervous system is triggered, we sort of go into this like, I have to figure this out mode. And what that does is it brings us more and more and more up into our overthinking mind. It brings us more into that tornado from theme number one. So to shift out of the tornado, more into the forward momentum, you want to get out of your head because your heart knows the way. Like your mind, again, is going through some cognitive dissonance. It doesn't really understand. It's a little bit disconnected from your heart this month because something that you're doing this month is so new and you're really following your heart and your intuition, and something is massively expanding you and you want to lean into that expansion, and your mind is just not going to get it this month. Like your mind is probably not going to get caught up until like towards the end of the month or into July. So there is going to be some cognitive dissonance this month. Your mind is going to be like, what the fuck is going on? This is a mind fuck. Even if it's like something super good that has happened to you this month, your mind is going to like kind of dip into these freak out modes where it's going to be like overthinking, going a million miles an hour. Instead of trying to figure that out, get out of your mind entirely and get into your body. Do something that feels really good to your body, like go swimming or go go-kart racing. I have no idea why that popped in, but something like fun with your body, or get creative, do something artistic. Just have fun. Give your thinking a rest. Don't get stuck in overthinking. A great way to do this, especially this month, is to do something different than what you normally do. You want to shake up your patterns. Shake up the patterns that you've locked yourself in. And over time, if you give yourself space and keep yourself clear by doing new things, getting outside of your comfort zone, having fun, being light and free, you will essentially be guided and your next steps forward will be revealed to you. Like you'll have a deeper knowing and you'll be like, okay, I know what to do next. This month is really, honestly, it's like very mystical. It's a very mystical, spiritual month. It feels like that to me because the people that are really going to thrive in the month of June are the people that are willing to trust their intuition, that are willing to trust in something bigger than them. And you don't have to be religious to trust in something bigger than you. Like it can honestly just be like your heart. Like, yeah, I trust that my heart knows the way. That's bigger than your overthinking mind. And I feel like so many of you, you know, you do this and that's why you listen to this podcast because you are willing to trust your heart or to trust in something that's bigger than you. But because this is such a mystical spiritual month, if you are willing to do that, it's going to be so unbelievably expansive for you. And there are going to be moments where that human side of you, the ego, the overthinking mind is going to get kicked up. The nervous system may be a little triggered and you may have that cognitive dissonance and you may be like, whoa, what is going on? But what you want to do is you just want to lean into that and keep trusting because you're being guided, right? Like you're being guided by something bigger than you, by your intuition, by your heart. To really leverage this mystical spiritual month, you need to be able to relax the logical and literal and step into the mythical and mystical. Let's just breathe into that for a minute. How can I just surrender this month? Surrender and trust. Step out of the like really rigid, grippy way of living and needing to figure everything out, needing to have all the steps and the logical and the literal, and instead just relax, like fucking relax a little bit. Surrender to the beauty of life, to the mystical side of life, to this liminal space, to the transition, to the expansion. Step into the mythical and the mystical. You want to open up your heart, open up to new ways of thinking and being, and let yourself be guided, or at least be curious enough to ask yourself if it's possible to be guided. The key to a great June is your intuition, following the slight nudges, following your heart instead of what you've been programmed to follow or what you feel pressured to follow, and to break free from overthinking by playing and doing something outside of the norm. That is the best way to disrupt the overthinking mind, the circuitous thinking, the freaking out, is to just almost you're jolting your nervous system and your mind into something new. Because here's the thing. Okay, if you're on a train track that is going around and around and around and you're worrying and worrying and there's like you're so confused and you're in that tornado, if you all of a sudden reroute to a totally new track you've never been on, what happens cognitively is your mind is like, whoa, what is this? This is so new. I need to focus on it. And it's going to focus on the new thing. It's going to completely focus on the new thing because it's going to feel like, oh, I have to have rapt attention here in order to essentially make sure we're safe. So it's like if you want to go to some sort of ecstatic dance class, which is like dance where there's no choreography and you just go and you just feel the music. Maybe for some of you, that could be like so crazy. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to go to this new dance class or this new workout class that I've never done before. You're going to go there and your mind is going to be like, whoa, it's going to be on like boom, 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 looking around, trying to figure out, okay, what all is going on? And that overthinking circle is going to stop because your mind has to focus on something new. That is the fucking hack of the century to stop the overthinking, the circuitous thinking. So do something new that is also fun and enlivening and is going to get your like juices flowing. That is the way to hack that. So that's how you're going to break free from overthinking this month, by playing and do something outside of the norm. Theme number four, and June and this whole month being more mystical and spiritual, what you're doing here is it's like you're waiting for things, for aha moments, for the path, for your truth to be revealed to you, to be revealed to you. You're walking around, your heart open, saying, okay, I'm ready for more. I'm fucking claiming it. I'm going towards the path of expansion. I'm going to do something radically different. I'm claiming this new, expansive, amazing, rebellious life. and I'm just waiting for the steps. I know I don't need to have it all figured out, even though that is scary to me. I'm going to jump off this cliff. I'm not going to hang on to the side of the cliff. I'm going to jump fully off the side, and I'm going to wait for life, the universe, God, whatever, to reveal to me what this jump is really all about. Instead of working hard as fuck to figure it all out on my own, instead of like scrambling, like, oh my God, what should I do here? What does this mean? What's happening? Oh my gosh, I have to figure this all out. My mind has to be really calm. Instead of figuring that all out, you're going to just let it go. You're going to let it go. You're going to drop it. Yes, my mind is still going. That's okay. I'm still going to move forward. I'm still going to jump off the side of this cliff. I'm not going to try and figure it all out. I'm instead going to trust. I'm going to surrender, and I'm going to wait for it all to be revealed to me. My friend, hear me when I tell you, you aren't alone. You are not alone in this moment. You are not alone. You never were. You never were. You're being supported. You are being guided. Sometimes we have to jump off the side of a cliff in order to feel the support around us. Sometimes we don't feel the support until we jump. And even though you're falling, like even though it feels like you're free falling, you have committed to the jump. And because of that, you're going to feel the energy that was a tornado. You're going to feel it start to formulate behind you. It's going to start to pick up a certain cadence to it. And then you're going to feel it like rush down underneath you, lift you up and carry you forward. And you're going to start to see things are going to start to happen, like synchronistic events, coincidences, manifestations, moments of feeling really good, moments of feeling really supported, aha moments, revelations. All of a sudden, all this stuff is going to start to click into place because you trusted. Let yourself be guided. That's really what June is about. It's like trusting my intuition, trusting this mystical spiritual moment, this really pivotal moment. I'm going to let myself be guided. I'm going to move in this big expansive new direction, and I'm going to commit. I'm going to go all in because that's the only way forward. Let's summarize these four themes because they, as usual, really, really fit together. Theme number one is stand up for what you believe in and fight for what is worth fighting for. Make the commitment to move forward. Now, as you are deciding what way to move forward, you want to listen to theme number two. Be wary of what you are pursuing. Is it what your heart is telling you to do, or is it what you think you should do? If you aren't sure, wait to be guided. Remember that your intuition and your heart's wisdom always leads you in a direction of expansion, not in a direction of people pleasing and feeling safe and doing what you should do or going after another achievement yet again. What is the new thing? What is the thing that feels the most expansive, the most energizing? That is the thing that you should do. Theme number three, your mindset sets the stage for the actions you take as you move forward. How is your thinking influencing you? Trust that your soul and your heart know the way, even if your thinking is confusing you. So it's really about disentangling, like, what is my thinking versus what is my heart and my soul guiding me to do? And how can I decrease the noise? How can I support myself by not putting so much pollution and shit into my mind and body, and instead choosing things that only inspire me and excite me and help me to move forward in the direction that I'm trying to go? And theme number four, this month you could face more overthinking and overwhelm. Instead of fighting it or freaking out, just get into your body. Get creative, have fun, give your thinking a rest. When you connect with your heart and your joy, the path will become clear before you. Just focus on feeling good, on doing things that feel good. Do new, interesting things. When you get out of your mind, get into your heart, your body, and your life, guess what? Clarity will just come for you. It's like you're waiting for things to be revealed to you instead of working hard to figure it all out on your own. This is a month of letting go, of surrendering, of releasing, because the universe, life, God, whatever you believe, your heart has something better planned for you, better than you could possibly imagine. And that is what we want to head towards. If this episode has resonated with you and you feel it would resonate with someone that you know, please pass it along to them so they can head towards that expansion just like you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to listen in again when you feel like you need support throughout this month. Now, center into your heart. Right now, put your hand up over your heart. Say to yourself, I trust you. Say to yourself right now in your head, no matter where you are or what you're doing, like seriously, hand over your heart, say to yourself, I trust you. And I'm ready to move forward. Make that claim right now. Fight for what is worth fighting for right now in this moment. I trust you and I am ready to move forward. You've got you. Ultimately, you have got you. You know what to do. Trust that you are being guided and step forward into your month of beautiful expansion.